You're listening to SBS News.
Edgar Liu arrived in Australia from China 7 years ago. He's developed a YouTube channel with a strong following, covering politics, current affairs, and culture in the Chinese community. Not long after Mr. Liu came to Sydney, he experienced racial abuse.
I was riding a bicycle. When I crossed the road, someone passed me, and I think he said something like a racist, like a get off the bike and something racist behind it. But I'm not sure because I was new here in Sydney. I'm not sure if I heard the wrong, but he did look angry to me.
His story is one shared by more than a third of Chinese Australians who reported facing discrimination in 2020. A new survey released by the Lowy Institute also found that 18% of Chinese Australians had been physically threatened or attacked due to their heritage.
The reason I chose to move to Australia is because Australia ranks very high on like human rights, anti-discrimination and women's rights because I have daughters. Yeah. But things like that will make me stop and think, oh, maybe Australia's not as good as I thought.
The survey drew from over 1,000 Chinese Australians. One of the authors of the report is Jennifer Su. She says the data showed a worrying trend.
It is disheartening with the high figures with relation to discrimination and racism. And I think this is a call for us as a society to address these issues of discrimination.
Two-thirds of the respondents believed the pandemic was a contributing factor to discrimination. Over half cited diplomatic tensions between Australia and China as another reason. Dr. Haiqin Yu is an associate professor at Melbourne's RMIT University. She believes the trend had already started before the pandemic.
There are increasing cases of racism against Chinese and Asians in Australia during the COVID-19 outbreak, but also before that. And the increasing heated discussion about China's influence in Australia has contributed to the rising cases.
Report authors and academics are unified in their calls for greater education and for people in leadership to call out attacks. Another statistic in the report is that 77% of Chinese Australians still say this is a good country in which to live. 63% say they feel a sense of belonging in Australia. For Edgar Liu, that attitude can best be described by how he feels when he returns to China.
I belong here, definitely. Yeah, since I moved to Australia, I went back to China twice, just twice. Every time, I can't wait to get back to Australia. It's not because I hate China so much. It's because, you know, the ways things are run are different, quite different. I'm more accustomed to the Australian way.
As Australia navigates through the pandemic, there are hopes that Chinese Australians will have a voice when confronted with discrimination. Tysock Husey, SBS News.